How was practice?
Practice was very good. It was warm. We got a lot accomplished. And we're going to come back with shoulder pads on tomorrow and get a lot more accomplished.
You're getting some hot weather this week. I'm doing a story like on how training camp has changed. The way it's set up now, do you get enough done? Or is it hard to get everything done that you want with just one a days every day?
Well, we've got the walkthrough, so we get a lot out of the walkthrough. But you know, are you talking about training camp? Because right now
you're out of training camp.
Yeah, we're in the regular season kind of schedule. But in general terms, with the walkthrough and the practice, no, it's hard to get enough reps for the younger players. There's just not enough. And you go to a 90-man roster, and then you reduce the number of practice opportunities, it's hard to get reps for the players, full-speed reps from that standpoint.
How does this short week affect your preparation?
Well, today's a normal Thursday and a preparation week, so that kind of gives you an idea. If it was a Sunday game, today's Thursday, and we'd be backing down tomorrow. So we have to get some work done tomorrow, particularly for our opener. There's still things that we have to get in. We need tempo, so we'll put pads on tomorrow, and then we'll back down on Wednesday.
Kendricks and Cujo, were they able to do more today? Or
they got involved in both the practice sessions today, yes.
Are you hopeful that they'll be able to play Thursday, or too early to tell?
It's a little early to tell, but it was really good to see them out there and with their teammates and participate in full speed drills.
Justin Belton is a guy you brought in kind of late. Just what have you seen from him?
He's got return ability. He's got good hands. He's a smart young man and picked the system up very quickly. He's active in the slot as an inside receiver, and you know, he's done some good things for us in the coverage areas on special teams.
I know statistics during the preseason can be a little misleading, and you talked yesterday that you didn't use the running game as much as you had thought you might Saturday. But you look at your running stats over the first three games. Is it where you want it, or you have some question marks?
Well, no, that's an area we need to improve on. But we haven't, we haven't had opportunities in the games to just really line up we didn't go into the game thinking we were going to hand it off 40 times. We've got young receivers we got to develop. We'll be okay in the run game. We feel like if the better we are, downfield with the matchups, the more opportunities to create for us in the run game.
Should we see a little more running this weekend or this week?
I think you'll probably see some more, yeah.
How did Rodney McLeod play Saturday, and how's he improved from last year?
I think I talked about both the safeties play yesterday, didn't I? You weren't here. You guys want to answer that?
we'll fill them in later.
Well, for those of us who weren't there yesterday,
There you go. Restate that question.
Yes.
I thought that was they played very well together from this standpoint. In the hurry-up, in Peyton's hurry-up, it was difficult for them to line up one at free and one at strong. So they lined up left and right and played both positions. They just interchanged. And that's saying a lot for two young safeties, right?
Obviously, you had a first round of cuts. Steeples, how was his camp? Obviously, not good enough, but
He worked very hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he worked very hard. He's got some athletic ability and such, and he's really a pleasant young man to be around. It just didn't work out.
Some of the other guys improved a lot from starting.
Every single one of those guys that came in early left here a much better football player than they were when they got there, and we praised them for that and their effort and their focus and their cooperation with club rules, all those things. It was a great group of young guys.
Chris Long, okay?
Yes. Yeah, Chris is fine.
Harkey's injury, how much of a
you guys are getting dangerously close to me saying I will have an injury report for you next Friday.
Well, here we go. The regular season is closing in.
It is closing in, yes. So we got good news on Harkey. That's all I can say.
Okay, just one last on Barksdale. Was he full go today?
Joe Barksdale, as I said yesterday, was going to practice today, and he was not limited whatsoever on the practice field.
Tight to know.
How do your rookie backs, running backs look to you?
Good. We're going to get the chance to look at him this week, with Isaiah not being available to us in week one. We need to look at both, all the backs for that matter. But we'll have all three backs on the field.